Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. The impeachment trial getting underway, and we'll dip into that a little bit later on today. Go ahead and write down our toll-free number. You're going to need this, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our live show blog, by the way, is up and running over at toddstarnes.com. Lots of great news and information for you there. So, look, we've got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going down in Washington, but I want to start with something else, something that that has really got me bothered. So just a few moments before the show, Grace Baker comes running in, and normally this is when I do my my quiet time, do my spiritual preparation for the program. No, it's not yoga, but it's I like to sip, have a nice cup of coffee and relax. And But anyway, I was trying to relax and refresh, and all of a sudden, I got a message from Grace saying, "Todd, you've got to see what is trending right now on Twitter." So I go on Twitter, and one of my favorite restaurants in America, the Cracker Barrel, is under fire, and it's a fascinating story, and I want to bring it to your attention. So here's the deal. So Cracker Barrel is under fire because now leftists are saying that Cracker Barrel is some sort of a racist term, that Cracker Barrel, the name of the Cracker Barrel restaurant, is somehow racist. Now, I've been going to Cracker Barrel since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and as far as I know, there is there's nothing racist about Cracker. As a matter of fact, they're saying that cracker, the terminology cracker, is now slang for the word whip. And I want to read this to you. This was on Twitter. And this just, again, goes to show you how ignorant people are when it comes to social media and how people buy in to whatever is being shared on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever. So here it is. This is what's trending right now on Twitter. Cracker was slang term for whip. That's why blacks called whites crackers, from the crack of the whip. A Cracker Barrel is a barrel that held the whips for sale at the country store. You see the whip going from the R to the K in the word Cracker Barrel? Racism in your face. So now you've got these leftists that are suggesting the Cracker Barrel logo, which we have on our live show blog, the Cracker Barrel logo is somehow racist. This is absolutely ludicrous. And now this story is trending on social media. So I want to set the record straight here, and we're going to take you guys through this, because this is the problem with America. We have way too many morons living in our country. I don't know why we have that many morons living in our country, but we do have morons living in our country more than our fair share. So here's the story. Cracker Barrel was founded in the great state of Tennessee. Cracker Barrel has nothing to do with racism. Cracker Barrel has nothing to do with slavery. Cracker Barrel has nothing to do with whips. Nothing at all. As a matter of fact, if you read the history of the restaurant, it was actually an old country store named the Cracker Barrel. SouthernLiving.com actually has a story about Cracker Barrel and the origins of the Cracker Barrel. And it had nothing to do with white people. It had nothing to do with racism. It had nothing to do with slavery. Cracker Barrel, as was the case in many old country stores, was a giant wooden barrel where they filled the barrel with soda crackers, as in crackers that you would eat with your soup or with your chili. So that's what it's really all about. That's what Cracker Barrel is all about. It has nothing to do with racism. But now here we are, and you know what's going to happen. Later today, the Cracker Barrel restaurant chain is going to have to release a statement denouncing racism and trying to defend themselves against this woke cancel culture mob on social media. So look, here's what we're going to do on this radio program. Every single day, we're going to fight back against this nonsense. Every single day, we're going to have to get out there and we're going to have to refute this nonsense. Otherwise, Cracker Barrel is going to have to go out there and not only change their logo, but change their name. I mean, what? This is outrageous, folks. Just simply outrageous. So look, we're going to take a break here. We're going to get into the big stories of the day, but it's just nonsense that we have to deal with situations like this. Fake news that's impacting a great beloved restaurant here in America. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website again, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Apologize for the tech difficulties there. These things happen. We just blame it on China. You know, why not? Look, this Cracker Barrel thing is crazy, but it is symptomatic of the problem we have on social media right now. So many lies, so many falsehoods, so much fake news being shared and disseminated on the social media platforms. And people don't do their homework. They don't go and investigate. They don't do any of this stuff. And it's just, it's absolutely outrageous that people are not smart enough to do what needs to be done. It's just unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And so now you've got a good company like Cracker Barrel, and they've got good food. You know, I mean, everybody's been to the Cracker Barrel for breakfast. If you've been to church anywhere in the, in America on Sunday, normally, you know, the line's out the door. The rocking chairs are filled in the front of the building. People waiting to get in and get their good food. Their good country fried chicken with all the fixins. There's nothing racist going on there. And yet you're going to have people that actually believe this nonsense. It's unbelievable that something like this is actually trending on social media right now. Hey, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Levi in Indiana, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. The Cracker Barrel issue. The Cracker Barrel cheese is also going to be affected by this, if you ever thought about that.
Well, that's a fair point. I mean, maybe the word cracker in general. Personally, Levi, I prefer to be called a saltine American, but, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, the Cracker Barrel thing. I always assumed it just meant a barrel that you stored crackers in as well. I never thought about things about whips being stored in barrels or somebody cracking whips or whatever like that. That's just nonsense.
Well, of course it's nonsense, Levi. But unfortunately, you have a lot of people out there just gullible as can be. And I will say this: that those on the left, they're more than likely to believe these rumors and wives' tales and things of that nature. And thanks for the call, Levi. But it's true. I mean, people just buy into this nonsense. So look, folks, you got to be smart. You know, if something pops up on your social media feed, do your research, Google it, see if there's any news stories out there verifying this information or not verifying this information. And the fact of the matter is, if somebody says, oh, did you hear that Cracker Barrel is code for racist, as if you got a bunch of people in, you know, white bedsheets and pointy hats, you know, making the gravy and the biscuits in the back kitchen. I mean, come on, just don't believe it. That's just a load of hooey. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. A big story developing out of Tampa Bay, where Super Bowl fans who were celebrating out in the streets may be facing criminal charges. So you have the mayor of Tampa Bay, and she had put out these orders telling people they had to wear their face masks, and there were all sorts of fines that they were threatening to levy the whole nine yards. People very, very upset about these face mask policies. Well, what happened? Well, the Super Bowl came, the Buccaneers won, and what did everybody do? They ran out into the streets and they started celebrating, as well they should. And most of them were not wearing face masks. As a matter of fact, Governor Ron DeSantis was at the Super Bowl. Somebody took a photograph of the governor, and he was not wearing a face mask. And people are wanting the governor to be arrested, and they want the governor to be charged with a crime. And the governor said, well, how in the world am I supposed to drink a beer if I have a face mask on? Explain that to me. So anyway, now the mayor is, and all of this started because of CNN, the most profane name in news. So they had one of their news gals. Her name is Randy Kay. That's Randy with an I, K with an E. And she was out there in the midst of the crowds and going hysterical. I have never seen this was an embarrassment to the journalism profession. She was literally hysterical. I cannot believe it. There are people walking around. They have no masks on. You can see the China virus germs spewing in the air. Anderson, I don't know if I'm going to make it back to New York alive. God be with you. It was unbelievable, this woman. So anyway, she's out there, and she admitted on air that she called the cops on the Super Bowl fans celebrating. And she was demanding to know from the cops, why aren't you arresting people? Why aren't you throwing them in jail? Why aren't you getting their IDs? Why aren't you taking pictures of them? And she said the cops did not comment. Why would they? They probably thought they had some sort of a Looney Tune on the phone. So anyway, this has caused such consternation over at CNN, the most profane name in news, that the mayor of Tampa has come out, and yesterday she held a big press conference, and she's announcing that the police are now going to be using photographs and video, and they're going to be identifying all of the people who were not wearing face coverings at the Super Bowl celebrations. This is unbelievable. I mean, how many people will the jails be able to accommodate? Because as far as I know, there were tens of thousands of people out there. So anyway, the police department, they're going to start tracking these people down, and they're going to start charging them with violating the face mask ordinance there in Tampa Bay. And might I offer a suggestion? Maybe, just maybe, the Tampa Bay Police Department should consider starting their crusade, their citywide sweep of the criminal element at City Hall. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out that chief among those people who were not wearing face burkas was, in fact, the mayor of Tampa Bay, Florida. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. A photograph has surfaced, and you can see it on our live show blog at toddstearns.com. A photograph has surfaced of the mayor of Tampa Bay at the Super Bowl, and she was not wearing a face burka. And unlike the governor of Florida, the mayor of Tampa Bay was not drinking a beer. So what right did she have to take off her face burka? That's what I'd like to know. So anyway, what you have here, folks, is a great big load of grade A hooey. Rules for thee, not for me. That's what's really going on here in Tampa Bay. And how many times have we seen this? I mean, we've seen this play out in the state of California with Governor Gavin Newsom. We've seen this play out in California, in San Francisco, with Speaker Nancy Pelosi going to get her hair did at the beauty salon while other people could not. As a matter of fact, we saw this play out in New York City, where millions of people were no longer allowed to attend the New Year's Eve celebration, except for Mayor Bill de Blasio and his wife, Charlene, who were actually in the middle of Times Square in the Big Apple, dancing the night away, while millions of other people were huddled in their homes. It happened in Chicago, where the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, the practicing lesbian, was getting her hair done because she said that the people of Chicago demanded that the mayor look good. Might want to consider going to Supercuts next time, Mayor. So this is what we have, and this is what we're dealing with. These Democrats who control our cities, these Democrats who control our states, rules for thee but not for me. And now there is even more talk about forcing Americans not to wear just one face burqa, but two face burqas. This is what we're dealing with in America right now. It's unbelievable. Oh, by the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, this is a fascinating statistic. This is coming from Breitbart, but apparently the ratings are out, and it was a horrible game. It was the least watched Super Bowl since 1969. This is unbelievable. This is the headline from Breitbart. Super Bowl ratings crashed to lowest level since 1969, the least watched since the year 2006. CBS averaged 91 million TV-only views for the Buccaneers' blowout of the Chiefs, the game's lowest TV rating since the Steelers-Seahawks game on ABC. That figure is down from just over 100 million TV-only views from the Chiefs 49ers last year. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you about the Super Bowl? What does that tell you about professional sports in America? Got to tell you, I loved the NFL. But what those woke leftist activists have done, what the Colin Kaepernicks of the world have done, what ESPN and sports journalism has done to professional sports in this country, it's appalling. They have literally destroyed an incredible favorite American pastime. I didn't think that was possible for them to do, but they managed to do it. And I know, you know, we were talking about this. I don't watch the regular season games. I do boycott the regular season, but I like to watch the Super Bowl. You know, it's sort of a cultural thing. Everybody gets together, and, you know, it is what it is. But it was a sucky game, and the halftime show made people literally throw up. My good friend Clay Travis from Outkick Sports talked about how he got motion sickness watching Weekend, ducking and diving and swerving and doing all that, whatever they were doing with the people wrapped in the bandages. Grace Baker, I've never seen anything like it. It's just horrible. Not to mention all those people in whiteface. And I'm sure that was somehow had to be triggered somebody racially. I don't know. We'll see. So look, folks, hang with us. We're dealing with a few tech issues today. We're going to get through it together. We're going to be taking your calls, checking up on impeachment. Also, big, big border crisis, and we're going to get to that talking to a sheriff. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us here today as we're working out some of these technical goof-ups, and we're getting that all worked out for you. In the meantime, we're dealing with a circus up on Capitol Hill. Around 1 o'clock Eastern time, the impeachment trial will get underway, at least the initial stages of it. Tomorrow is going to be the big day. That's going to be the fireworks. But around 1 o'clock Eastern time, both sides are going to get about, I don't know, 2 hours or so. I'm sorry, 4 hours divided between the two. So 2 hours apiece to make their case on whether or not you can constitutionally impeach a former president. I mean, what they're basically doing here is trying to impeach a private citizen of the United States. And there's a lot of argument that says you cannot do that. But it really doesn't matter. Folks, this is all about political theater. The Democrats know they do not have the votes needed to convict the president. They know that. Now, yeah, granted, you're going to have people like Mitt Romney, probably Ben Sasse, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. You're going to have a handful of Republicans who will vote to convict the president, but they're not going to have the numbers they need. So what is this really all about? This is, again, about political theater. This is about sticking it to Donald Trump. Now, it's possible that you could have Liz Cheney out there trying to drum up support among senators, even though she's in the House. And the idea there is that Liz Cheney wants Donald Trump out of the Republican Party. So do a lot of other establishment Republicans, Mitch McConnell being one of them. And I suspect Kevin McCarthy. They want this president out. They don't want him involved in Republican politics. They don't want him out on the campaign trail. They don't want him running in 2024. Now, yesterday on the program, we talked about this issue, and a lot of you are not convinced that we should stay and fight within the Republican Party. A lot of you say it's time to leave the Republican Party, that it's time to start something new, because the Republicans are never going to embrace the MAGA crowd, the Make America Great Again crowd. I'm not sure that's going to work, but it really doesn't matter what I think, because a lot of you folks are going to do what you're going to do. And if that happens, I suspect we're going to get another 4 years of Kamala Harris in the White House, another 4 years of a radical Democrat agenda. So we'll see how all this plays out here. But there's more at stake here, and this is not about what happened on January the 6th. This, ladies and gentlemen, is about stopping Donald Trump. This is about damaging his image. That's what this is really all about. And the Republicans better play this straight, or else they're going to get burned in this. So Lindsey Graham out of South Carolina on Fox News last night, and he says if the Democrats call witnesses during the president's trial, Republicans are going to call on Democrats to testify. And not just any Democrats. Lindsey Graham wants to call Cory Booker. He wants to call Eric Holder. He wants to call Kamala Harris to testify. These are all Democrats who have used charged language to attack conservatives. As a matter of fact, the argument could be made, and I would love to see this argument made, that these Democrats actually incited violence against Trump supporters. That's what I think, that's the argument, that's the line of attack that the Republicans need to go down. That's the path. Interviewing Maxine Waters and demanding she explain what she meant when she told her gang of thugs and thuggets to go out there and attack and harass Trump supporters. What about Eric Holder talking about when they go low, we go lower? Okay, what did you mean by that, sir? What about Barack Hussein Obama, who back on the campaign trail infamously said, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun? What did you mean by that, Mr. President? Were you suggesting that people should shoot Republicans, Mr. President? Is that what you meant? What did you mean when you said, if they bring a knife to the fight, we bring a gun? So let's see if the Republicans have the courage and the man parts to do this. This would be fascinating testimony. And I think the Democrats need to be called out on the carpet. When you look at the body trail leading up from 2016, where Trump supporters were targeted by Democrats, they were beaten and left bloodied in the streets, and the mainstream media turned a blind eye. People were beaten. Their homes were burned down. Their stores were looted. And the Democrats turned a blind eye. Who's going to be held accountable for that? Well, let's go to the phones. We've got a couple of lines open now, 844-747-8868. Ken in Moorhead City, North Carolina on the Talk Station. Hi, Ken. What's going on today?
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Todd, I heard, I mean, I just couldn't stand it. I heard you make a comment, and I immediately reached for my phone to call you, because the comment you made was that this impeachment was about Donald Trump, and I couldn't disagree with you more. It's really got nothing to do with Donald Trump. It's got to do with you and me and the other 74 million people that voted for him. And that's, I mean, it's the, you know, this problem that we got right now with McConnell and the Rhino, the rest of the Rhinos. I don't know where this is going to end or how this is going to work out, but it's not working out very well right now for nobody.
No, well, no, it's not. And Ken, yeah, I mean, I get that. It is about you and me and all of the other conservatives out there. But at the moment, we're not being impeached. Donald Trump is. And I think at least what's happening in Washington right now, Ken, this is to make sure that Trump cannot run for office again. That's what they're trying to do. And this is, again, this has nothing to do with the riot. This has everything to do with shutting down Trump and making sure he cannot be involved in politics and American life.
And it's so much, and it's even more than that. I just noticed over the weekend, and this is a little bit different from what we were just talking about, but it all falls in line with what's going on in Washington. I just noticed over the weekend that the Israelis came up with a cure for COVID-19, and that has not been mentioned or talked about in the news nowhere. It's about control. It's about the governor's restrictions on free people and them telling us what we can do and what we can't. You know, we have to be home at 10 o'clock at night. We have to wear a mask. And the reality is, yeah, there are people that are sick, but it's not nowhere near as bad as what they're drumming it up to be. And why haven't we heard, I mean, why is the stock market up 5,000 points yesterday morning on this news that the Israelis have a cure for the COVID-19? You don't hear about it.
Well, look, Ken, and I want to circle back to what we're talking about here, and we kind of got off the ranch for just a minute. Let's bring it back. Look, all of this was meant to destroy Donald Trump. We're talking about this impeachment sham. We're talking about this China virus. I mean, Ken, we've known for a long time that the reality is not what was coming out of the CDC or Dr. Fauci's mouth. We've known that. The Democrats knew that the only way to take out this president was to destroy the economy and to tank the economy. And that's what they did. And now that they have all this power, they don't want to give it back. What was it, Dr. Fauci on the news yesterday? Ken, thanks for the call. It was Dr. Fauci on the news just yesterday saying that, you know what, we may not be able to take the masks off. We may not start to get back to normal until at least the fall of 2021. Now, last year when all of this started, after about 3 weeks of this, I posited this theory and caught holy you-know-what from the mainstream media, because I suggested at the time that this was not about stopping a virus. This was about something else. This was about curtailing our rights. And beyond that, this was about seeing how far the Democrats could push the American people. And so far, the Democrats have learned something very interesting, that the American people are willing to be pushed. The American people are not willing to fight back. The American people are willing to sacrifice their civil liberties for the sake of feeling safe. And that is a disturbing thing, but that's the reality of it. And that's why the churches and the businesses and the schools are still closed down across many places in this great country. All right, let's go to Arkansas. Keith, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Keith, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, how you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Outstanding. Yeah, I was telling Grace when I called and whatnot, I said I had a real good suggestion. Yeah, a lot of people had made mention about, you know, Donald Trump starting a third party, and you said it wasn't a good idea or whatnot. And my suggestion was, regardless if it's Democrat are Republican, you get young enough ones in there with a Christian mindset that really believes in the good of the people. And once they're in there, oh, say a month or so, regardless, like I said, regardless of a Democrat or Republican going, we're no longer Democrats or Republicans. We're independent thinkers now. It's like, we're going to start a different party. It's like, let's see how y'all like this now.
Well, Keith, you know, look, I mean, there's nothing wrong with your plan. I mean, the problem, though, where are you going to get the money? It takes lots of money to put on a national campaign. And, I mean, you can argue, well, it's really not about the money, but in reality it is, Keith, and you got to have the cash.
Yeah, it'd be nice if I would have won that $700-something lottery.
That would have been nice.
That would have been a good deal.
I would have bought it. Keith, I would have bought everybody at the Cracker Barrel supper, I can tell you that much.
But, right. You know, as far as the Cracker Barrel goes, how in the world can you consider that a, you know, racist whatnot when so many black people go to it?
Oh, well.
And also, as far as, you know, seeing a comment like that, I have enough common sense, and I know there's an awful lot of other people have enough common sense. They look at that and going, I don't believe that. And just, you know, forget about it right after.
Oh, sure. Dead. But I'm telling you, Keith, you watch what's going to happen over the next 24 hours. This thing is going to blow up, and poor Cracker Barrel, they're going to release a statement. And they ought to tell people to go take a fly and flip. But that's just me. Keith, got to run. Appreciate you the call. Thank you for that. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Hey, our website, toddstarns.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. So, Dr. Fauci on Fox News last night with that leftist Bret Baier. And Dr. Fauci was asked a question. Is there going to be a time when we are not going to have to wear a face mask? Is there going to be a point in American history when we will be able to go to a theater or a concert or a sports game without having to wear a face burka? And Fauci said this, and I want to read this quote to you. It's fascinating. He says, that will be dependent upon how we get the level of the virus in the community down. So Fauci says, you will have to wear a face mask until the virus is not a threat at all. Okay, well, what does that mean? I mean, let's take the common flu, for example. The flu is always going to be a threat, right? I mean, there's always the chance every flu season that you could get the flu. So is Dr. Fauci saying in some sort of a weird CDC way that we're going to have to wear face masks for the rest of our lives? Is that what he's saying? It's disturbing, but I'm telling you, at this moment, the CDC is actually running the United States of America. The CDC gets to decide if you can open up your business. The CDC gets to decide if your kid goes back to school. The CDC gets to decide if you get to go to church on Sunday. Seems to me that's a lot of power for a government agency to wield. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Miss Janice, she's calling to correct me, and she's right. Miss Janice, where did I go wrong?
Okay, I'm not trying to be ugly, Todd. You know I love you. No, he said that Eric Holder said something about when they go low, we go low or something. I forget how you said it.
Yeah, I misquoted the guy.
But what he did say was not good, and it could, in my eyes,
it's worse.
It could incite violence.
Mm-hmm.
When they go low, we kick them. I'm sorry. We kick them? That is just not acceptable to me. I believe in free speech. But when you're saying things like what he said, or Maxine Waters, or Madonna, or Johnny Depp, these people, there are a lot of weak-minded people, people in this country that can be very easily influenced. And they will take that to heart, take it literally, go out there, and do it. And that is absolutely wrong. These people need to be held accountable. And I hope that at this impeachment thing they're doing, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. Because if it was me, I'd get up there and I'd make a fool out of them. I really would.
How would you do that, Miss Janice?
Well, I'd tell them. You know, I'd just simply, I'd throw at them the things that they say. I really would. And this was planned. It's very clear that this was planned weeks ahead of time. These people didn't get the backpacks and the stuff to break the windows with and all this kind of stuff in just a few minutes. Yes, and they're trying to say that what he said that morning incited it. No, it wasn't what he, you know, no, it wasn't that at all. This was planned, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if many of the people involved are not Trump haters and that they did this deliberately just to make Trump look bad.
Well, Janice, on top of that, I do suspect, and this is where I would like to see this impeachment trial go. I would like to see them question Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer about the Capitol Police. I want to know who told the police to stand down, and I want to know who told the president, who told the White House when he offered to send more troops over there, they said no. And it just seems to me that somebody set the stage for something very bad to happen. And it does make you wonder if Nancy Pelosi was one of the ones giving the order to stand down and let the people in the building. It does make you wonder. Now, Janice, thanks for the call. Thanks for the correction. We try to do that if we make a mistake, which is very rare, but you know, every now and again we do. All right, folks, stick around. Got a lot more coming your way. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.